From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Webb Pierce.
Played the game unfair, but when you left me, sweetheart, I never thought I'd really care. And now that you're gone, I don't know what to do. Won't you please come back, 'cause I'm still in love with you. You find me here like the day you left me alone.
Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Say, Grant, how about telling all the folks who's doing all the picking and singing around here tonight?
Well, I sure will, Webb, because we have a whole buckboard full of Opry favorites just raring to go. There's Rod Brassfield and Cousin Minnie Pearl, Del Wood, Grandpa Jones, and the entire Opry gang.
And that's not all, you know, because I invited two fellows over here who can sure sing a good song. Our good neighbors, Ira and Charlie, the Leuven Brothers. Well, folks, the Leuvens will be along to visit with us in just a few minutes. But right now, it looks like we'd better make room for a friend of ours who's just about to crash the big city of New York. He's Hornwall's pride and joy, Rod Brassfield.
Howdy, Mr. Webb.
Well, hello, Rodney.
Well, Ned, it's good to see you. It's hard, ain't it?
It sure is.
Webb, I'm sure that busted mad tonight. I could eat a piece of chocolate cake.
Oh, you're mad?
Yes, sir.
What's your trouble?
Well, people just don't trust nobody no more.
They don't?
People just don't trust you no more. Well, the other day, I decided I'd buy me one of them new TV sets.
Yeah?
And I sat down and I wrote this big company a letter there. Mm-hmm. And I told them, I says, please send TV set. If any good, we'll send check.
Oh.
They wrote me back and says, you send check. If any good, we'll send TV set.
Say, Rodney, you know, the other day, some folks asked me a question that I couldn't answer. They wanted to know if you're married, and I don't know. Are you married?
Well, no, I have been, but I ain't now.
You're not now,
No,
huh?
I have been married. I've been married three times.
Three times?
Yeah, I'm a hog for punishment, boy. Married three times, Webb, but my wives all passed on, poor things.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rod.
Yeah, but as long as the Lord will take them, I'll sure furnish them for him, brother.
Say, Rod, haven't you got a girl named Susie?
Yeah, that's Susie, boy. She's a honey. I'm telling you the truth.
Is that right?
Yeah. I says to her the other night, I said, Susie, honey, kiss me.
Kiss you.
She says, now, Rod, now, remember, I'm a lady. I says, I know it. If I wanted to kiss a man, I'd go get your daddy. You know that Susie's got a record, Webb.
Yeah.
She worked in the shipyards during the war.
Oh?
Yeah. And she's got a record, I guess. She made 15,000 poop decks and then had to quit.
Oh, why'd she have to quit?
Well, she was just plumb pooped out.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, speaking of Susie, Webb,
hey,
I want to tell you what she does.
Wait, just a minute. Hey, Rod, now let's don't talk about Susie. No more. Let's talk about this new business I'm in.
Okay. All
have you heard about it?
No, what is it?
I'm in the antique business.
Antique business.
That's right.
That's right.
Say, Rod, do you know of any old authentic antiques that I might get a hold of?
Well,
you know, something real old with drawers?
I thought you said you didn't want to talk about Susie no more. Look around, see if I can find you some antiques, but right now I've got to go over to the hospital and see about Uncle Si.
Oh?
Yeah.
Uncle Si?
Yeah, over at the hospital.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Uncle Si?
Huh?
You mean Uncle Si is in the hospital?
Yeah.
Well, last night I saw him downtown dancing with a beautiful blonde.
Yeah, I know. Aunt Saf, his wife, seen him too.
Getting to the top is pretty tough, but staying on top, well, that can be even more difficult.
Yeah, Grant, to stay on top of the heap, you've got to please every time.
Well, that may help explain why Prince Albert has been America's largest selling smoking tobacco for over 20 years. Day in and day out, Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more pipe smokers than any other smoking tobacco. It's real easy to understand PA's popularity when you realize that Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And then the full, rich flavor of this fine, choice tobacco is held and heightened by PA's very own process. So you get a cool and comfortable smoke with every pipeful.
And our PA is crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm, smokes smooth and long burning.
Friends, enjoy natural tobacco taste in your next pipe or making cigarette. Ask for Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, sir, neighbors, there's no need for a big introduction for these next two fellas coming out to join us, because everybody knows them and all the good songs that they write and sing. So let's get together and give a big welcome to the Leuven Brothers. How you doing, Ira?
Just wonderful.
It's wonderful to have you here on the program tonight, and what song have you selected to sing for us?
We selected one that we hope all the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry listeners will enjoy, and especially you, Webb, hoping that you're hoping.
That's a good one. Let her go, boys.
Every minute of the day I'm thinking about you, about you. I'm hoping that you're hoping that I'm hoping you return to me. Can you remember, dear, when you said if I ever stopped loving you, you'd rather be dead? Well, dear, I don't know what on earth changed your mind. No matter who's holding you, your heart is still mine. Every time I think about you, charm. I get dizzy in the head, and then it's seeming that I'm dreaming. I'm locked in your loving arms.
Bye-bye.
Charlie
Sayonara, the Lubin Brothers. Hey, what do you say we all get together now? Grab us a partner, and the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers are going to do a little tune called Soldier's Joy. Let it go, boys. Comes time when we like to kind of slow things down just for a while. I want all you folks to kind of sit back and take it easy for just a few minutes, and if you will, join me while I sing one of my favorite hymns here called Mother Call My Name in Prayer. Many I heard her call my name in prayer. Yes, Mother called my name in prayer. I heard her call. I heard her call my name in prayer. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Webb, how are you on equations?
Well, try me.
Well, okay. What does PA plus OCB equal?
Well, that's easy. You know, that adds up to the makings of a perfect smoke.
Yes, sir. When you've got easy rolling, mild smoking, Prince Albert smoking tobacco in an OCB paper, you've got perfect making cigarette. And you get good natural tobacco taste because PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And the natural flavor of this fine tobacco is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process.
Yes, PA is crimp cut to roll easy. It won't blow around or dribble out at the ends.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert. Taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, look over there at the old upright. Looks like Miss Belle Wood. And she's waiting to take us on the Rocky Mountain Express.
Thank you.
You're fine, Del. Thanks an awful lot. Now let's make room for the lady that we've all been waiting for. The one who can find more news gossip than any reporter himself. The sweetheart of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Purr!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, I was walking down the street in downtown shopping district of Grinder Switch yesterday. And it was a highfalutin lady that's visiting some folks there. She and come by, and we was kind of passing the time of day. And while we was standing there, I took out my compact, and I was commencing to dab a little powder on my nose. Well, it takes more than a little powder. It takes a good deal. But anyway, I was dabbing my nose with powder, and she was just plumb shocked. She said, "Oh, where I come from? Oh, that's just awful, making up in public." She said, "Where I come from, they'd as soon see a lady put on her stockings in public." I said, "Shucks, where I come from, they'd rather." That's Grinder Switch, though, I'll tell you. But I seen something this afternoon I ain't never seen, talking about ladies and their ways. I was down here at a department store, and there was a lady was trying to get in a pair of slacks, you know? And I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. She just wasn't the type to wear slacks, I'd say. I ain't again ladies wearing slacks, but I think that they ought to, when a gal's going to wear slacks, the slacks has got to be like this here auditorium. Plenty of seating capacity. I went to church, and Aunt Ambrosie and Uncle Nabob was there, and oh, that is the worst looking wrinkled suit Uncle Nabob had I ever seen. I said to Aunt Ambrosie, I said, "Looks like to me for Sunday Uncle Nabob could have his suit pressed." And Aunt Ambrosie said, "Honey, the suit's new. It's your Uncle Nabob that's baggy." But I want to call a fella out here. Come here, Rodley Brassfield. You're the cutest thing I ever seen in my life. Rodley, I just want to tell you that we're all excited about you going out to make this big movie called Facing the Crowd. And we want to tell you how much we wish for you the best success in the world, and we're going to miss you, and we're just so proud of you.
Thank you, Minnie. That makes me just feel plumb good.
Well, good. Rodley, I'll tell you something, though. I'm glad it's going to be somewhere besides Hollywood. I don't want you out there with them Hollywood girls.
Now, why, Minnie? Now, why?
Well, you know how you are. You've been to Hollywood, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Rodley, you know, them girls out there, looks like all of them can get married, and I can't have no luck at all. Even them young girls out there getting married.
Yeah, yeah.
Rodley, what is it them girls out there have got that I ain't got?
Nothing, Minnie. Them gals out there, Minnie, ain't got one thing that you ain't got, honey.
Oh, really, Rodley?
No, the only difference is you've just had it so much longer.
Oh, huh. Well, sir, Rodley, I tell you, you're a smart aleck. That's what you are.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I know you didn't. Rodley, I was in Hollywood once. I made a movie.
You did?
I was Roy Rogers' leading lady.
Well, I do know. I didn't. Roy Rogers, leading lady?
Yeah, I led Trigger back and forth to the stable every day. Bye now, see you next week.
Well, that was real fine. Now, you can always depend on Minnie and Rod to put a lot of humor in the program. Say now, folks, how about let's call on those two fellas who was on the first portion of the show and get them out for another song. I'm speaking about the Lubin Brothers. Let's give them a nice welcome.
I'd like to sing a sacred number, if we might, entitled "That's All He's Asking of Me."
I know I can't please this world and please God.
For I can't serve two masters and keep them both pleased.
And I love my best friends to forsake me, they have turned me away from their door. With a heart filled with hate, they have judged me and robbed me of treasures untold. Oh, they can hurt my name, but I will never cry.
Well, sir, now I believe I heard some old stomping around in the background. Sound like a fellow with a pair of boots on there. That could mean only one thing. The old timer from the hills, Grandpa John.
Oh, it's raining, raining, raining here this morning. As I sit in jail and I hang my head in shame. With a smile I try to greet each early dawning. But they've given me a number for my name. Many a little raindrops are falling close to me. Makes the streams and rivers just as muddy as can be. It's a raining, raining, raining here this morning. As the Mississippi flows onto the sea. Clear little now.
One side of our latest release, and so comes time to do the other side. We hope you'll enjoy it. It's called We'll Find a Way, and it goes kind of like this. They say that we're too young. They say I need you wrong. That love we do not know the meaning of. Someday and I love someday, knowing that somehow I know we'll find the way. Find the way.
Thank you, folks. We'll see you in Denver, Colorado tomorrow with Jimmy Wicks and Merle Travis. Looks like that's just about all for tonight, neighbors. But you be watching for us next week when Mr. Ernest Tubbs, the Texas Troubadour himself, will be calling on you and the old buckboard. You know, he's got a special guest, pretty Miss Jean Shepherd, who's going to be around with you folks. Until then, this is Webb Pearson. Thanks for everything. And we'll be seeing you all next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Have you tried the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes?
They taste great.
Yes, that's the big news, the exciting news about new, all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for the all-new Cavalier today in the smart new pack in red, white, and gold. Start enjoying the wonderful new blend of Cavalier tobaccos that gives you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Just light up and draw that naturally rich flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. Ah, there's flavor. Yes, it's all there, so smooth, so full, so natural tasting.
Today, discover the extra smoking pleasure Cavalier's new blend brings you. Enjoy Cavalier's fresh, rich tobacco taste, smoke after smoke.
Taste great, a great smoke. That's great new Cavalier. Today's the day for you to win new enjoyment with the wonderful and different all-new Cavalier cigarettes. Cavaliers, the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
This is WSM Nashville.